Welcome back to the Sucks Podcast. I'm your host, Brad.
And I am Dave.
And with us always is producer Joe.
I am not the producer.
You'll come around. Don't worry about it, producer Joe. This, of course, is a podcast where we talk about design, intentional design and otherwise, and all the ways that UX, user experience design, impacts us every day. And we are lovers, not experts.
Sweet,
very important.
Salty lovers. That out.
Sweet, salty lovers. That's really gross. We started this podcast as a way to talk about why things were made the way that they are and where those design decisions might have gone off the rails. How are you guys doing? Good morning.
Doing fantastic, Brad. Just it's a bright, sunny Sunday morning as usual.
Yeah.
Not impressed with your dress. Usually you've got the silky pajamas.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
pajamas today, huh?
I thought about changing it up for you guys, like, and putting on the fancy duds, but you know what? It's been a week. Frankly, it's been a year, and you guys, you know, get what you get.
Yeah. Brad, before we continue, I really want to give a shout out to all our followers on Twitter and Instagram. If you are not a follower on Twitter or Instagram, you're going to want to go to Our Pod Sucks. So that's Our Pod and then S-U-X. All right. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you share our stuff. You know, this is a fairly new pod with only 400 episodes in the can. Mm-hmm. So we're going to want to grow this audience. Okay, guys.
Chat with us. Give us your ideas.
Yeah, we're definitely going to, you know, we're going to start sending out requests for like anything you guys want us to complain about. We love to complain, especially this guy. So yeah, just let us know what user experience, bad user experiences you've had, what products, what apps, what anything that's just services that you just hate. Let us know. And we could do it in a future episode.
Absolutely. And remember to like and subscribe. That really does help us out. So
smash that button.
Rate and review, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. 5 stars only, please. If you want to give us a 4-star rating, thank you, but no thank you. 5 stars only.
I'll take a 4. Yeah, don't listen to him. I'll take a four. Well, 4.5. Four and a half. Can you give half stars?
I don't think so.
Nah, that's a fail.
Anyway, let's jump into the news.
News, yes. So yeah, Brad, what do you got?
We've got a big news story today. Are you guys familiar with what's been going on with Spotify this week?
Spotify, yes, absolutely. Yeah, lots going on.
A lot of buzz.
Yeah, quite a bit. Well, in a nutshell, Neil Young and Joni Mitchell removed their catalogs from Spotify this week. It's rumored that Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters could be next. Brene Brown, who has a popular podcast on Spotify, announced that she will not be releasing any more content until further notice. Also, Nils Lofgren of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band also following suit. And what this is a reaction against Joe Rogan's podcast and false information being spread about COVID.
Also, Brad, before you continue, the Sucks podcast will also not be broadcasting on Spotify.
We totally will.
You're saying we're not.
I didn't consider you would say that, Dave. Shit, that kind of takes us into a corner.
Are you saying we're not big enough to make a dent? I think that's what I'm hearing.
Well, I don't
care and like it until we're big enough, and then we'll take ourselves off Spotify.
Yeah, we're gonna wait until we have millions of followers, then you know we'll be able to do the most impact.
So yes, we believe in this cause. If you would like us to take our pod off of Spotify,
make us popular.
Please tell 10 other people about this awesome podcast.
Okay, so again, this is about Joe Rogan's podcast and false information being spread about COVID. Their most recent example was from earlier this month when Rogan featured an in-depth interview, as he often does, with an anti-vax doctor of some notoriety in the medical community. And I don't want to mention the doctor's name because he doesn't need any bumps from us.
Right.
Big Dr. news story.
Death. I think his name is
Dr. Death. Well, this is a big, juicy, and dangerous conversation that I think is definitely going to be exploited by both ends of politics. But I wanted to get your guys' take. Joe, you know, you've listened to a lot of Joe Rogan in the past. Right. What's your initial reaction?
Well, I mean, some history on this is that years and years ago, always seemed fair-minded and more of just, I'm having people on to talk to them, question them, people he agreed with, people he didn't. And then it wasn't like big topical issues. The other stuff was like health and fitness, archery, stuff that he was into that I also liked. And, you know, I was like, all right, cool. I'll sit here and listen to, you know, Cam Haynes talk about bow hunting for 3 hours. No big deal.
So when did you sound, did you, you know, we've given you a lot of crap for, you know, some of it justified, maybe much of it not. Yeah. Because Brad and I are, you know, decidedly anti Rogan. But what did you sour? It sounds like you soured on him a little bit recently. You don't listen to him anymore. Like, and if so, like, what did, you know, what caused that?
Well, I think it was probably kind of like about a year and a half ago when he went to Spotify. One,
Texas.
He was off all the, he was only on Spotify. So you can't get him on the other streaming services. So, right. So it's not like he was just in my feed with other podcasts. So one, accessibility. Two, he started to get a little bit more right wing on certain issues. Three, every conversation he was having during the pandemic was about the pandemic, and it was got tiresome, and you don't want to hear a lot of this stuff. And it just started to get annoying and repetitive and just not as interesting. Although I still pop in once in a while. He had Snoop Dogg on the other day. That was a great conversation. And
I imagine.
And, you know, a couple weeks ago, he had Jewel on, and she told an interesting life story that I had no idea about. And so it's weird. Like, every once in a while, when it's not a controversial topic, I'll still pop in and listen if it's, you know.
You know what's funny is I don't even think I've ever listened to a single episode.
Yeah.
Like,
I have.
I don't even know why I dislike him. Well, you guys know me. The shorter, the better of a podcast. I don't even like the length of our podcast. Like, you know, for me, it's like 20 minutes in, out, done. This 3 hour shit, ain't nobody got time for that. I mean, plus he comes across as kind of like, I don't know, kind of
off like an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I think that grew with popularity too. I think,
but
that
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get his popularity. Like, I hate when these people are just not great people and they're just, everybody loves them, you know? And then they become president. Like, I just don't get it.
Right. You know, it's the trajectory, just, isn't it?
It's all right. Joe Rogan for president. Watch out. 2024. All right. Where so really I don't want to make this a whole, right, like 10 minutes of talking about Joe Rogan. Let's go back to the issue at hand here. Spotify.
Yeah.
You know, what is, you talk about free speech. Like, you know, is it free speech to spread misinformation in the middle of a pandemic? It's kind of like crying fire in a movie theater. You know what I mean? Like, and why is Spotify get that every single episode of his, and he does several a week, right? Or at least, you know, and so they're making a ton of money off of him, not so much off of Neil Young, which is, to me, this is, you know, fuck Spotify for this, because it's like, Neil Young is a legend. I mean, I'm not a big Neil Young fan, but I respect him. I mean, he's an icon, you know what I mean? So to have an icon, it's almost like, I can imagine if the Beatles were still around and they jumped off, I could see Spotify saying, fuck the Beatles. And you're like, what? You know, they're making a business decision. And I read an article that said they're not, the problem is they're not a music company. You know what I mean? They're a tech company. Mm-hmm. Somebody said that and that kind of opened my eyes. It's like, yeah. And that sucks. That straight up SUX sucks, because you want your music company you want your platform to be a music company, which is, Brad, you've moved to Tidal, right? Was that your decision?
Yeah, it was my decision. I did move to Tidal, and you know, we'll get into this on our Spotify episode, which is going to be in, I think, next week.
Yeah, but, or this week if I cut this in.
Right, you know, with I'm so confused about our time traveling.
With
these new segments, but yeah, for sure, I definitely, we go into in depth why Spotify is not a great user experience. It has nothing to do with these rights issues, though.
Right.
But I do think that it's related, because I think that a lot of artists and users of Spotify are just looking for an excuse. Because Spotify isn't great for a few reasons, which we'll go into. But I guess my hot take is that this is the First Amendment working as designed on both sides, meaning that this isn't about government intervention, but it's people and companies who are going to be the ultimate decider for what happens with Joe Rogan and Spotify. It is a business decision. Spotify paid $100 million to Joe Rogan. They got to make sure that they get something out of that investment. If enough artists leave, they'll have to weigh those revenue implications.
Subscribers. Yeah.
And subscribers. Absolutely. Yeah. So this is... Go ahead.
How do you think it's going to end? Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
I think in 3 weeks, a dozen or so artists will leave, and then we're going to forget about it, and life's going to go on as normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, as these things do.
Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our main topic. David, how you sleep?
You know, I've been tossing and turning bread.
I bet you have.
A little roly-poly.
Did you know that you spend about a third of your life asleep if you do it right?
Did you know that? Spend all of my life asleep, Brad.
There is a solution. Lisa Matt.
Hey, sorry to interrupt our fake ad read. I thought it was going great. But if you're a real sponsor and like what you hear and want to contact our ad sales department, or if you're just a fan, visit OurPodSucks.com. That's OurPodSUX.com to find out more. And by our ad sales department, I of course mean producer Joe. OurPodSucks.com. Now, back to the fake ad read currently in progress.
What is it about these mattresses, Brad? What do they do?
The technology behind these things, Dave, is wild.
There's speakers in them and they sing to you to sleep, right?
That's what I understand.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I really want somebody to sing me to sleep, Brad. I need lullabies, constant lullabies.
All right. Well, I think that's a different service.
I need milk. I need warm milk.
Warm milk, yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, every mattress purchase comes
with... I need to be petted lovingly on my head, Brad.
Every mattress purchase comes with an old bottle of milk, which will probably be warm by the time it reaches you.
Fantastic.
So that's our promise.
So you got speakers, warm milk, and no petting on the head?
No petting on the head. Not yet. And we're back. Let's jump into our main topic of the day, which is Spotify.
Guys, this is my favorite part of the show. The news is great. But I love to complain. I just love it. Yeah. I don't love it. I hate it. I love to let it. It's cathartic, right?
You hate to love it.
I hate to love it.
You hate that you have to love it.
And I love to hate it.
Because if the world worked perfectly, you'd have nothing to complain about.
So here's a good example. Spotify. Yeah. That is our topic today, right?
Right.
I use Spotify. And this is kind of like our Google episode. I use Google. We talked about that.
Our famous Google episode. Yeah. Great feedback from that episode. Thank you for everybody who's responded.
Yeah. And I hope this is going to be similar because this is a product we love, right? Probably not as much as Google, but I like Spotify. I use it a lot. I use it on my Google Home speakers. Mm-hmm. I use it on my phone. I use it in my car, you know, in the shower. Awkward pause.
In the shower. You were waiting for me to respond there. You use Spotify in the shower. That's great.
I do. Well, you know, you got to sing in the shower. Well, I have a speaker in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Which my house is small enough that I get the speaker in the bathroom is also the bedroom speaker. I wish I had two, but it seems unnecessary.
Okay. I'm with you. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm with you there that there's a lot to love about Spotify, and then there's some stuff that is just kind of confusing to me. You know, as somebody who uses it all the time, you know, I want to use it more, but I feel like they're putting some barriers in front of me. But maybe first, before we jump into it, we can talk a little bit about the history of the thing. We'll try to keep this brief.
Oh, Brad, you always want to do the smart stuff. I just want to complain. We should just start with me bitching about something. That should be the episode.
Well, we did. And you've done it.
What was I complaining about?
Well, you're complaining in general, but I think we want to get a little bit more specific.
All right, go ahead. Right. History us,
you
nerd.
You know, we're 40-something, early 40s types.
Hey, folks, how are we going to keep the millennials? I know. Jeez, that's how you know you're old. When you say the generation, the new generation is not the new generation.
Right. Because millennials are like in their 30s now.
Yeah, how are we going to keep the Gen Zers listening, Brad?
Well, let's rewind the clock a little bit. When I was a teenager, that's when music piracy really became into the forefront. So when I came into college, Napster was just starting out, and I was using Napster all the time.
Napster.
Like, to be fair, and I don't want to get myself into any trouble, I was definitely pirating music. We all were.
I think there's a statute of limitations for that, Brad. You're fine.
Good.
I pirated the shit out of everything.
Dude, when I got to college and I had that like T1 line in the dorms and, you know, bandwidth wasn't an issue. I was downloading music 24 hours a day, almost literally.
And in our defense, there was no other alternative, right?
Right. We're going to get into that. So for sure, Napster was you could buy a CD. and CD sales were tanking before Napster came out. Napster came out, all of a sudden people were engaging with music in a way different way, and myself included. So pirating music really, really came to be like the mainstream, you know, at that time. So there was Napster. After Napster was kind of shut down,
LimeWire.
LimeWire, which I used
LimeWire,
Pirates Bay.
All sorts of them, and they were all, you know, they all had terrible user experiences, but you could actually do them.
Right.
Napster underwent a few attempts to actually like legitimize it, and they were all unsuccessful.
It was how I learned a little bit about like 128 versus 250K versus AAC versus lossless, and I learned a lot about like music quality.
I could not edit this show, the audio for the show, without you, Napster. So
that's very funny. Well, around 2006, there was a game changer. Apple launched Apple Music, and that was revolutionary because it let people actually buy music. It actually gave them a legal option to purchase.
Well, it was iTunes then, right?
Was it iTunes first? I can't remember.
Oh yeah, iTunes.
But for 99 cents, you can buy pretty much any song.
iTunes is not the thing anymore. They call themselves Apple Music.
Yeah, because, like I was saying in the Google episode, iTunes got too bloated. It was like how you managed all your apps and your music and your podcast and TV, and they broke all that up. So now you have Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Apple Movies, Apple TV. They broke the behemoth up into separate.
All right, 2006, Apple Music.
At the same time that Apple launches Apple Music, there's a little company called Spotify. And they were working on a product. It was in beta in 2006. It would roll out the next year. That was really the first one of note that offered a subscription model. So for I think it was $9.99 at the time. It's still not too much more than that. You could have unlimited ad-free access to pretty much any music that you wanted. Game changer.
Right.
So versus buying a song for 99 cents, this was like a no-brainer of a value proposition. And
how did Spotify go from being this little app that could, you know, asking me to pay for, you know, every month for stuff that I don't own, which is crazy to think about, right? Because, you know, growing up, you have your albums, then you have your CDs, you just have this stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, totally.
How did they move to where they are now?
I think first was straightforward pricing. Really, really simple value proposition. $9.99, get all the music that you want.
Yep.
A bigger one, which is like almost impossible to like remember how big of a deal this is now, almost zero latency. So you press play and then the song starts. Now, that's not a big deal today.
That was an issue?
Yeah.
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 Totally. Really?
You know,
really?
You have that spinning wheel or whatever for maybe it'd be 2 seconds, maybe it'd be 5 seconds.
Regardless. So they got a very simple user experience thing right.
They got it
like
to
it was,
work.
That's amazing.
And rewinding to 2007, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's everyone. Crazy. Everyone can do that. Everyone has, you know, the bandwidth to do that. But for them to make that happen with 2007 bandwidth, pretty big deal.
Nice.
And I think that will, you know, might have created some problems for them later on with, you know, the quality of their audio because, you know, it's not the best quality. Especially not back then. So legacy labels, this is another reason that they won. Legacy labels, record labels, had no idea and really no interest in how people were actually consuming music.
Right.
They didn't care. They just wanted
They were very resistant to this idea of putting music online, which is why Napster was so successful because we wanted to be able to do this, what Spotify is doing. And it's crazy because it was like they could have skipped all that loss in revenue over however many years we were illegally downloading music, if they had just gotten with it from the get-go.
5 to 10 years, probably, they just completely foot and lost millions and millions of dollars for artists, which is the most tragic part of it.
Got to go with the user.
Got to go with the user. Got to go with where
know your going. Customer. The customer is always right. You know, this user experience stuff is old. Mm-hmm. It's the customer's always right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Another big reason that they succeeded was Facebook integration. Sean Parker, he's the guy behind Napster. Once he started using Spotify, Napster was still a thing. Sean Parker wrote this like op-ed in Wired magazine or one of these publications about how amazing Spotify was and how they completely blew Napster out of the water, which was still a business at that time.
Oh, wow.
So it was a pretty big deal that he did.
Wait,
that.
Was it still his business?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. He introduced the Spotify team to Mark Zuckerberg. And yeah. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, quickly saw the, you know, I have my, certainly my thoughts on Zuckerberg, but we'll get into that at another show. Mm-hmm. But Zuckerberg allowed the Facebook integration to happen. So Facebook was blowing up at that time. That
I didn't even know they have a Facebook integration.
Right now Spotify integrates with almost any device and
Okay.
technology, which is another reason that they are winning. You can get Spotify on pretty much any smart TV, any game console, any device.
Okay.
It is.
I just don't know why I would use Facebook to listen to music.
Yeah, to share what you're listening to.
Okay.
Now, I mean, even just the fact Facebook that you can log into Spotify via Facebook, like everything else, you know, it's the one that you can.
Yeah.
What is log
Facebook
in?
Authentication. I think Spotify was probably one of the first big ones.
Yeah.
Do that. And then lastly is AI and machine learning. So this gets into a little bit more of the pain points for me, but they do have, you know, these personalized playlists, which they, you know, really tout as a feature. And we'll get into that when we do our demo. But I think that's why it won. And there's a lot of competitors now. There's Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, formerly Google Music. Ugh. Dave, you should talk about that.
We should
and
talk
then more
about
niche
that.
Services, including Tidal, which I use. Well, so let's get into actually using, you know, Spotify.
Yeah.
Because I have some questions, Dave.
Yeah, no, this is great. And the first thing everyone should do, we should make this like a read along, you know. Right. What I want, like in a little instructor class, what I want everyone to do is I want you to open up Spotify on your phone. And this is my instructor voice. And I would like you to open up a web browser. And let's compare these experiences because they are wildly different.
Does anybody use the website Spotify.com?
I do when I'm at work because
You don't use the web app? I use the web app.
Well, this is the problem.
Yeah.
So I type in Spotify.com and it actually worked this time, which doesn't prove my point. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it'll go to a website that's Spotify's website. And then there's a little thing that says, open the web player. And I'm like, that's what I want to do. Why is there a whole other website that does things? I don't know what it does because I always click open the web player.
Hmm. Yes, that's where I'm at, Dave.
Sounds like a Dave problem.
No. Joe is there.
I'm there right now. Yeah.
Tell us about that window.
Pick up music where you left off. Open web player. Why didn't it just go to the web player? That's what I want.
Exactly. Okay. So that's problem number one. And thank you for that. And of course, you know, it's like when you bring your car in to get fixed. I couldn't get it to work. So thank you, Joe, for getting that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that's one. Now let's look on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What do you guys see?
Mine up. All right. So I have, it says good morning, and then it has mm-hmm. some recommendations, which I don't know exactly what they're based on. I see two tiles for Beatles music. I see my liked songs.
Okay.
And I see
this is playlists. Interesting, Brad.
Yeah.
Because I've always assumed what is underneath good morning. Mm-hmm. You're calling them recommendations. Mm-hmm. I always assumed these were my playlists. But now that you've said that, I see like this is ocean sounds. This is happy morning music.
Well, I get tons of that once we scroll down. I also have one artist.
But let me stop. I thought my playlist, because one of my playlists are usually up there, mm-hmm. but now that's not up there. Now it's like things I've searched for or podcasts I've listened to. I'm like, okay, how does that distinguish from what's beneath mm-hmm. when you scroll down?
How does it distinguish indeed? And I think that's a huge problem because there is no distinction because this infinite scroll all seems to be the same type of content.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
I have an artist recommendation for The Tallest Man on Earth who I do listen to. So that's right. appreciated, but I'm not looking for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, my top six are your episodes, which is stuff I've downloaded and I'm waiting to play like podcasts and stuff.
Okay.
Desert sounds. Cause it's funny that you said desert sounds too, Dave, but that's actually literally what I was listening to last night.
Oh, these are ocean sounds, Joe.
We're
light and dark on this issue.
Elvis Costello, because I searched for Elvis.
What the
Costello
hell? Well, hold on. What the hell are desert sounds, Joe? Like,
I don't know.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. I've been going through this with my new Google Hub, like Google, help me fall asleep with, like, I tried rainforest sounds. So I went with desert. That was what I did.
I didn't know that would be a sound.
I didn't either. I just gave it a shot.
Did it put you to sleep or were you scared?
Well, I must have because I fell asleep.
I would be. Okay, cool.
Yeah. The coyotes were a little weird, but you know.
So there are coyotes. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It made me feel like I was like sleeping out in Joshua Tree, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. Interesting.
Well, let's keep going down the list here? Like, what else? Well,
wait, but before we go down the list, sure. Let's stop right here to say bad user experience that we have no idea what this good morning tab. It's not even a tab. There's not even a line distinguishing it from what's below. We don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. And then your shows, which I feel like kind of the same thing.
Let me tell you what I'm expecting. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm expecting when I open an app like this for music, I want to see front and center my shit, right? I want to see my podcasts. I want to see my playlists. I want to see the stuff that's ready to go, right? Like if I go to the gym, I want to listen to Bang and Clang. That's my, you guys, it's public. You can subscribe to Bang and Clang on Spotify. That is my playlist.
Is that like a Pornhub thing?
Okay. I stole.
We'll have to edit this out.
You will have to know. I stole that from The Rock. The Rock always says that, Bang and Clang. All right. So that's my playlist. It's up there because I guess I play it a lot. I think it's very telling that we don't know what this section is. So let's keep going.
Well, for me, your shows is next. And here's where it gets even more interesting to me. It's podcasts. So the first one is Our Podcast, which I appreciate.
Fantastic.
The Sucks Podcast, which everyone should be subscribed to. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of other podcasts that, here's the thing though, I don't use Spotify to listen to podcasts.
Interesting.
It should know this. Okay. It should know this about me, right?
Okay. So, okay.
I don't use it. So the fact that this is the second thing and I don't use it, which is very frustrating for me. Do you guys also have podcasts in your second row?
Your shows are your podcast. Yes.
Right. No. Well, Sucks, Brad, I have others. Episodes for you on the web. Okay. Again, we should have both of these open so we can compare them.
All right. Fair enough.
But on the app, I have trending albums for you, which I actually, it just changed. Jesus, Louise's. Yeah. I was like, oh, there's one that I'm actually interested in. I've never heard of, and it has cool album art. I'll listen to that. And then I accidentally clicked something and hit back. And now it says Nine Inch Nails and it vanished. More like Nine Inch Nails. What are you doing? How do I get back to that music I wanted to listen to? My God. Okay. So yeah. And then below that I have episodes for you. So it kind of shuffles it here. Okay. And then I have recently played on the web. They have Jump Back In. Which is, how is that different than recently played?
I've got both of those things. I've got recently played and Jump Back In.
But what's that? The difference? Why do we?
I don't have Jump Back In.
What is the difference?
I don't know. And here's, let me just call out one of the things. The third tile for Jump Back In for me is a Halloween playlist.
Mine is real hip hop. Which okay, that works.
I just want to call out that this is January. And Halloween playlist, they're recommending that.
Well, you know what's funny is I guess I share this, and this we can get into, like, and some of this may be user error, but you know, my wife will like tell the speaker, you know, Google Home to play music. And I just assumed it's picking up her voice, and we have a family plan. Mm-hmm. So I want it to keep her shit in her silo, right? And mine in mine, but it's not doing that because the first one and Jump Back In is Barbra Streisand, and then it's real hip hop.
So we know what a Barbra Streisand fan you are.
Quiet. That's our other podcast.
No, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. So what do you have underneath that? I have More of What You Like is next.
Yeah.
It's all
on the app.
Like my big complaint is that it's all gobbledygook like that. Like,
it is.
It's all vague and it's all like AI driven weird mixes that don't really correspond to anything that I'm interested in.
Yeah. We go through that. I got Popular with Listeners of Science Versus. So it's more recommendations based on what I've already listened to. State of Music Today. So then I guess that's where the new stuff is.
Have you got
episodes for you? Best episodes of the week. So like it's almost maybe because I've been listening to more podcasts on Spotify than I have music. Mine's very podcast heavy.
Mm-hmm. When does it get to your playlists? I have my playlist under recently played, which again, I expect to see my playlist all the way at the top.
I only have my playlists under your library.
Wow. Well, mine is about
weird. Yeah, we'll get to that at the bottom.
20 rows down, like of all of these.
Which is crazy. Which is great.
20 rows down. And by
what
the way,
are they doing?
I listen to playlists almost exclusively. Like I'm almost always going to my playlists.
Same.
So, why? Nope. I don't know. I don't.
Hold on. I'll tell you how far I have to scroll down if I even see. Nope. I scrolled all the way to the bottom. I don't even see my playlist on the home page.
Do you have playlists?
I do, but they're under my library.
Okay. Well, here's one I'd watch. Rock 1993. That's kind of fun. Making me feel old. Yeah. Yeah. This is all good shit. You know, guys, let's shut down. I'm going to listen to, Bat Out of Hell. Why would I listen to Meatloaf?
He just died. That's why.
Oh, that's why. Died. That's why. I listened to some Pablo Honey and some,
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson. Yeah. Get did vaccinated. You guys know that he was, yeah, exactly. Get vaxxed. Don't die. Sorry.
That
was
and he really loved that rock and roll too, to, yeah. you know, put it out he there for
do
Spotify.
Do anything for love, but not get vaccinated.
Yeah. Oh, we're so bad. Are but I mean, love? He did say, if I die, I die. So, okay. Right. We've gone off on a tangent here.
Okay.
Okay.
And, all right. Okay. Here's one. We probably want to move this along a little bit, but here's what I'm not seeing at all.
Yeah.
Is albums or artists.
Yes. I got artists. Here. Best of artists.
I got
about
best of artists.
15
I got
down.
Some artists. I got Lou Reed, David Byrne,
Queen.
Valerie June, Rolling Stones.
I've got, yeah. Oh, and this is a great point, Brad. I'm glad you brought that up. The one thing that I think is such a fail on their part, from a business standpoint and from a user standpoint, they have all this information about the crap that I like, yeah. the stuff I listen to, and not once, maybe once, but barely ever do I get a pop-up that says, oh, hey, David, such and such has a new album, comes out today. Yeah, listen totally. Now.
I'm so
what
interested
are they
in that.
Doing?
Like,
yes.
I never see it. Here's what I do see, and maybe you guys see this. I do see an ad banner at the very top of the website, and it's advertising an artist who may be awesome, but I've never heard of, to be honest.
I don't have an ad
Billy
at the
Talent,
top.
Crisis of Faith, out now.
Yeah.
Listen
yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
Spotify.
I don't have
know
that.
What that is. Could be great.
Where do you have an ad? I don't have an ad.
It's on the web app, not the website, the web app.
Oh,
and it's a banner at the very top.
Wait, is the web app okay? Is this one you downloaded to your? Is it like a
yes?
Okay,
so it's a desktop app. It's not a
is
web.
Is it a desktop or okay? Install app. Should I do that?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's better. So but there's a okay. So there's a okay. Let's back up.
Okay.
There's a website which exists for why? Except
to get people to subscribe.
No, except to smash that button that says go to the web player. Okay. Then there's the web player. And then there's this web app, this desktop app.
Yeah.
Okay. And how does the desktop app differ from the web player? Like, why do I want to even take up space on my computer for this? Tell me why, Brad.
Well,
I'm doing it right now.
It's native. You don't have to have a tab open. Like me, I've got 100 tab open.
Yeah, but you
got
to be connected to the internet to play stuff on Spotify.
Are you never not connected to the internet?
But my point is, why would I then download something to do something that I could do on the web?
It almost sounds backwards. It almost sounds like, because you're right, you're always on the web. Why would you have to download something? That almost feels old, like download this for like times when you're not on the web, like, you know.
Which you can do. I mean, I do that on my phone. I download a lot of stuff on my phone because I don't want to gobble up data on the road.
Mm-hmm. On the road? Where are you going?
Yeah, I don't know. When I'm at the gym. But there's Wi-Fi at the gym, so I don't know why I do this.
Yeah.
But you know why I do it? Because in my garage sometimes, until I got the Google Mesh situation,
yeah.
I didn't have Wi-Fi in my garage. Now I got to log in. I don't know my password. All right, well, I'm going to delete this.
Keep all this in. Double it.
Double
this
it.
This is great.
Okay, Brad, back to this advertising, because this blows my mind. Like,
right.
Spotify, I hope you're listening. If you're a junior person in Spotify and you want to get promoted, please telegraph this up, because it makes me so mad. It's like, why am I missing concerts that come? Like, I live in LA, right? I'm between LA and Vegas, essentially.
Yeah.
I can go to all these places and I can watch concerts. I love concerts. I have never gotten a concert recommendation from Spotify. Why are there not cross promotions with like Ticketmaster and StubHub? Like,
well,
what are you doing?
There are, but it's not consistent.
I've never gotten anything. I mean, I probably turn off pop-ups at this point, but maybe they do it now. I don't know. But when I had them on,
I didn't get pop-ups, but there's banners for like upcoming shows. But the problem is, it's like really not
consistent. Where?
And sometimes I can't even replicate it now.
Brad, I'm talking about push notifications.
Hold on. Do you guys sign up with Bands in Town? Because they should just partner with them.
I don't know what that is.
Bands in Town is just a website that tells you when bands are in town. It tells you upcoming concerts.
I don't care what, Joe, I don't care what it is. All I'm saying is I want a push notification. I get a million of these stupid.
No, I'm agreeing. And like what I'm saying is there's ways for them to combine forces with things that already exist. They don't have to recreate it. They could literally just partner with bands in town. They could literally partner with Live by Live.
And I think that's worse than what you guys are describing, because they have it. It's just not consistent, and you wouldn't even know where to find it. Have seen it in the past.
But you shouldn't find it. They should be like, look, usually I'm against people like giving me all these notifications. I hate them. I've pared them down. But here's one space where I would love to know that this band that I grew up with, who's 100 years old now, put out another album. Because sometimes I go back and I'm like, oh, wow, KRS-One has like 30 albums from the past 20 years. And it's like, then I just, you know, I binge it, and that's great. But how cool would it be to know that, oh, he just came out with one in 2022?
Yeah.
Spotify.
Oh, and by the way, I can tell you where you can find it. You have to go to the artist page.
No, I'm not doing any of this.
I know.
I shouldn't have to. They are collecting this information. Like, so many people use this for evil purposes, right? To send me stupid advertisers to advertise a word I said that didn't mean anything. And now suddenly I've got, you know.
Dave or Joe, can you like kind of like encapsulate what it is that you're seeing? And, you know, for the listener, like, what's the 1,000 feet takeaway? Like, what's wrong here?
Okay. You know, you go to the supermarket, you know how supermarkets are designed specifically. I've read this somewhere. I believe this to be true. Double check this, but I believe they move things around a lot, and they confuse you on purpose because they want you to stay there longer, so you find more shit to buy. I'd imagine it feels like that, but I don't know the purpose of that, because they're getting $9.99 a month or $12.99 for the family plan, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They're getting the same amount from me every month. The artist would benefit, I guess. Maybe that would help the artist, but I don't know how they're helping the artist in this situation, because I'm really not finding anything. So unlike the supermarket where I'm stumbling upon things, this just frustrates me. And all I do is go, okay, Spotify, play Adele.
You know? Right.
Like, well, that's all I do.
Right. Well, here's my take. And I was talking about this earlier. If you give me 2 minutes, that might be their choice on purpose. Cause I was talking about this earlier. You know, we grew up kind of like in a world where, and this is based a little bit on my
background
music, where we grew up listening to radio. Radio was like a very curated, record labels pushed.
Where certain, you listen to radio.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, record labels were like, here's 30 songs from 9 bands that you're going to hear all the time. And those bands just, you know, were.
Oh, and they still do that, Joe. You turn on K-Rock. Holy
you're
going
to listen. You're going to hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You're going
to playing stuff from when I was in high school.
It's right. The same stuff. Dave, I talked about this with Joe right before you jumped on. Just for shits and giggles, I went on K-Rock last weekend.
Yeah.
I had a guess what I'd hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I've listened to
K-Rock in 10 years.
Was it Blink-182?
Dave, it was Blink-182.
Yes.
It was all this whole thing.
And then Green Day.
I knew it was going to be Blink-182, exactly. All the small things. I haven't listened to K-Rock in 10 years.
Oh, my God.
I knew that's what was
going to be. What is going on with them?
And Dave, I took a screenshot of it. And that's literally what happened.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
My second guess was Green Day.
Right.
So, totally. Yeah. And then it was going to be Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was going to be Red Hot Chili Peppers. Green Day. For anybody that doesn't live in Southern California, K-Rock is used to be one of the biggest radio stations that used to
country.
It used to be like a tastemaker for music. But anyway, that's down a rabbit hole. So my point is, that's what we grew up in the U.S. That's how the music system worked here. Spotify comes out of Sweden, and so maybe they're just working completely opposite of that. Like, you know, they also, this might be a choice going back to like music selections and things that, you know, we see, and you want suggestions and blah blah, because you're used to a very curated music system. Maybe their choice is to make it very search based, and you have to find it, and it's not here, it's not spoon fed, it's not in your hand.
I don't buy that, because they got to go where their main audience is, and it's not going to be like a locally. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think what I'm seeing here in the big picture is an over-reliance on AI, but the wrong kind of AI, the wrong kind of personalization. It's like serving up all these wacky playlists.
Yeah.
It's not giving me artists, and it's not giving me albums. And increasingly, I think that's how people want to consume audio. That's me anyway, right? So, I'm not really clear.
Yeah, it's just a mess. Mm-hmm. Like, uniquely yours is all the way down at the bottom. You know, like uniquely, I don't matter apparently. Like, why would you not put that at the top? Also, guys, we got to move on to your library because we only were at the home screen.
Oh my God.
Can we agree that the home screen is completely useless? Do you guys use it at all?
No, I usually go right to search or my library.
Right. Okay. So let's move to the library.
Hey, can we move to search? Because actually, Dave, the search is, I think, the most useful part.
I've never used search.
Real quick.
I do it by my voice.
I have title open just to compare home pages. So
okay.
Okay.
What does title do?
So Tidal is another music service. Their differentiator at the time was that it was lossless audio. This is the one that Jay-Z started. Mm-hmm, so lossless audio, you know, as high quality as you can possibly get, where Spotify was and still is compressed. And when you do side-by-side comparisons, you can tell a difference. If you don't have an amazing music system, if you don't have like great headphones, you might not be able to tell. But, you know, if you do a side-by-side on a decent system, you can definitely tell the difference. Anyway,
got it.
Tidal is very much geared towards the artist. And, you know, when I open up the Tidal desktop app, I see new music first and foremost. Music from artists that I actually am interested in. And then I see Discover right below that. And this is new stuff that, you know, also I might be interested in. And then it has below that, because I listened to Haim, and then it shows like some related artists to that. And then it has some playlists. And then new releases for you. And new releases for me is something that I want to see on Spotify.
Yes, that's huge.
That's exactly what Dave was saying.
And think about that. That's the biggest thing as a kid. What were you all about? You're like, oh, I can't wait till this new album from whoever comes out. Right. That's nowhere on Spotify.
So, for example, Band of Horses just released an album. I love Band of Horses. And I would have no idea that they just released an album using Spotify.
On Spotify. Yeah, I have no idea any of the people.
And I listen to Band of Horses frequently on Spotify. So the fact that they're not telling me about that is
insane.
Is a huge fail.
It's anyway, insane.
Sorry, we can move on now. Thank you.
No, I think that's great. Search. Let's go to search, Joe. How do you use search on Spotify?
Okay, going back to what I said earlier, like I was always a broad consumer. I liked the older streaming services that were very genre-based because I would be like, oh, I want to hear what's going on in I want to learn more about Chicago blues, or I want to learn more about, you know, Appalachian bluegrass. And I would just kind of go down a rabbit hole of like genre and discover new people. And I think, you know, actually they've gotten, you know, the genre searches are pretty good now.
Yeah, this looks clean. This looks really clean. I've never been here.
Look, there's Made For You, there's new releases, like right there, there's your new release.
Yeah,
there's Made For You, there's concerts. And if you go to rock, if you go to
interesting,
if you go to blues, there is like, you know, there's Delta blues, there's Chicago blues, there's modern blues, you know, so like it's kind of like that's where like the stuff that I liked is wrapped in, where you can just kind of let it play and search.
So Joe, you've sold me on this. I like where you're at, because Joe stepped into this episode a little bit more of a fan of Spotify than Brad and I. And I think maybe that's because you do use this search function. I do not.
Right.
I will say that it doesn't have what Brad's describing on Tidal. It does have a new releases, but when I click that, it's not my new releases. It's all just, of them.
Right.
And I think they're missing out on you know, because when you first start Spotify, correct me if I'm wrong, but it has you click a lot of things that you like, right? It pops up these windows and you're like, I like this band. I like that band. I like that. You know what I mean? And so this is clean. Brad, I don't know if you're looking at search on your phone or on the web on Spotify, but it's both. It's these nice little squares. It says what it is, country, pop, Latin, workout, brilliant. So that's a plus. We're going to give it to you, Spotify. And maybe the thing is, we're expecting that in the home screen, because a lot of times home screens are just fluff. Like if you go to some home screens of apps, they're just advertisements and just bullshit, endless streams. So maybe that's the problem.
Well, it's bad UX if that's the case, because they have to anticipate like the user journeys and how people are using this stuff. And by the way, before we move off of search, we would be remiss not to mention some of the weirdness that pops up.
Yes.
Search, which I had no idea about until we did this podcast. Yes. I'm going to keep this PG related, right? But if you search for our podcast in search
and click on
podcast, we'll be the first return. But there is some graphic stuff in there. Like I'm talking about the album thumbnails or whatever. Like what the hell?
Yes. And who knew?
Moderation?
There's an
X related rated stuff.
There's an AMSR, right?
Okay.
For an act that we're not going to describe.
All right, let's
watch. Yeah, no, wait. I'm going to go, and you know,
I'll allow it, but watch yourself, counselor.
I think what we need to do is do our own AMSR. And Brad, I have
ASMR.
Whatever it is. I have recorded one just for this podcast. Would you like to listen?
Say no.
All right, go for it. You could say yes or no.
No.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to do some good user experience. Click, click, click. Just 3 clicks, and you accomplished everything you needed. Now you hear that? That's the sound of relief.
Okay.
So, so it's like you scroll through. That's crazy. It's crazy stuff. I had no idea that like audio porn existed, but we've stumbled upon it. Thanks to your Sucks podcast, you now know that audio porn is a thing. Moving on. Let's go to the library, Brad.
Okay.
and Joe. So library also, I don't know that it does what I want it to do. Like, it has like songs and new episodes at the top. Okay. Right. With some
there's
icons.
A problem with the like songs thing too. Because if you like an album, you like all of the songs on that album. So
interesting.
That's not necessarily accurate or.
Well, I wouldn't put that on them. I mean, if you like the album, then just like the songs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It makes using the like songs kind of useless though.
Okay. So for my library, I've got like songs, new episodes. Then I've got Bang and Clang again, and then I've got Silver Sun Pickups artist. Why is there no
Pickups? They're like 30 years old. That's an oldest group at this point.
Everything I listen to is old, Brad.
Okay.
And then I've got Sucks.
Blame that on Spotify, not you. But
I've got this great. No, I listen to them all the time. I've got this great podcast called Sucks. not this podcast. One of the MSR. uh-huh. So then I've got a user experience, some UX podcasts for research, and then I've got May I Elaborate, which is great. Another. Sure. So anyway, I got into podcasts. Yeah, JB Smooth, amazing. So why did it go playlist, random artist, podcasts, playlist, artist? Why does this do this? Why does it just mash it up? Why not give me a section?
Mine is completely different than what you
do. Mine's completely different too. I don't know.
My question is, if you look at the search and it has these clean little boxes, why don't I have that in my library? It should say like songs, new episodes, playlists, artists. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, Dave, this backs up your earlier point. It's completely different on mobile than on the web or the desktop app.
Okay.
Completely different. So when I use my phone, it's kind of closer to what you're describing. I see liked songs. I see new episodes. And then I see some artists. I see the Sucks podcast. And then my playlist. And then there's some other stuff kind of spread in there. On the desktop app, it only shows me my playlist by default.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm showing too. Which is that's weird too. Oh, you know what?
But at
the top, Brad, on the web browser, there's playlist, podcast, artist, album.
Yeah,
so
you got a tab.
It's like on the phone, it's dumping all of those into one.
No,
screen.
But on your phone, you have that too. At the top, there's you can narrow it by playlist, but then you got to hit X, go back, and then you got to go podcasts and shows.
But what I'm saying is, on the phone, I'm showing all of it on one screen, and then you could narrow it by touching those buttons at the top.
Yeah.
On the web browser, you're only getting either just a playlist, just a podcast, just the artist, or you know, it's not all of them and dumped in one. So it's a subtle difference. I don't know if it's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's
I'll tell you what though. The like song is the dumbest playlist though, because like I like a million songs. Why should I have a million songs dumped into one bucket? Like that doesn't do me any good for
right. That's what I mean. That's my point too.
All right. Yeah. So I think we've beaten a dead horse here. Okay. Is there anything else? Is there any like it's just
here's what
I want
to talk about next is like, you know, kind of like what's happening in music culture as maybe a reaction against Spotify. And I'm talking about like people now collecting albums, even CDs and cassette tapes. And there's a resurgence in all that. And I wonder if that might be a reaction against this type of business model of AI driven curation and lack of focus on albums and artists.
Yeah, because the artist does not make out on Spotify, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but they make pennies or
I have an opinion on that, Dave. If you, I don't think that's the point of Spotify, and I also don't because it wasn't the point of radio. The point of radio was to give them exposure, And unless you were an artist who owned your masters, you didn't make money off of albums. You didn't make money off of radio plays. Radio stations paid a blanket license fee to record labels. So people weren't making a ton of money off of individual spins of their songs. It was literally about exposure. And that's what Spotify is doing wrong. The problem is they're not doing what the radio stations used to do, which was expose artists. But at the same time, that was a bad model too, because you basically had a record company saying, here's the nine, we were talking about K-Rock earlier, here's nine artists you're going to play all the time. Meanwhile, there's a million artists playing coffee houses and VFWs and fire stations or whatever, you know, struggling in vans to like, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Either you have a record station who's literally just pushing five bands, or you have Spotify that has every song from every band ever made. And how do you...
But kind they're of, only pushing the stuff that they know you already like.
Interesting that you're coming out on the side of the big corp and against the artist, Joe.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying that kind of the model that, it's always been. It's not like Spotify's taking money away from the artist.
But they're doing it a much better job of screwing the artist than I think the records companies have.
I think it's complicated. I think that more people are listening to more music and artists are not being paid.
I mean,
but that's
right.
T-Pain recently tweeted. You guys heard about this?
Right.
T-Pain said, just so you know, and he has the streaming platform listed out and then streams to make $1. And for YouTube Music, which is the worst, you have to have 1,250 streams just to make $1 as an artist, right?
Okay.
The best, and this is ironic, is Napster. Did you know Napster is a paid service now? Like it's back. It's never left. I don't know. Tidal is 78 streams. Apple Music is 128. Where is Spotify? 315. So Spotify actually is not the worst. Google, your YouTube Music is horrible for streams to make $1.
Okay.
So,
well, I'll ask you this. How many spins on a radio did you need to make $1 back in the day?
Right.
Because that would be the apples to apples comparison.
I think this is
just the distribution model. This isn't the money making. You know, artists made money by touring. That's always what it was. Because the record labels did screw them. It's like, here's your advance. We're going to put you on tour. And then the money you make off your tour, we're going to recuperate from the advance we gave you.
I think you have something here, Joe. Why don't we do what good debate always, why don't we go where good debate always lives? And that is to Twitter. I'm going to kick it to our Twitter fans and have them debate this discussion because I know it'll be very concrete and very thorough and will not devolve.
Right. Well, I just,
that's what Twitter's good at.
Yeah. I mean, I do think Spotify does give an opportunity for more bands to be heard. If all the things we were saying, if there was better search functions,
sure.
If there was better, there was better propagation, if like the stuff that you like, it was like, here's more of Haim, Brad, you like Haim, here's more bands you might like. And then you might actually go buy an album. You might actually go see them in concert. You might, and you might actually buy their record in a way that they might make money because you'll actually buy it directly from them and not, you know, through a record label, like keep 90% of the profit.
Can you do like we did? I mean, yeah, we're a good example of that. Like we would not have a show if it weren't for Spotify and all these other services. So can you, as an artist, do like you do with a podcast and just upload it? Like, can I just upload my album to Spotify? How does that work?
Well, upload myself. Know? I'm on Spotify.
So you can.
You can find me.
Okay. Spotify. So yeah, it's great for that. No, I agree. But
no, I've not made any money, of course,
but okay. I know you and Spotify has not given me a push notification. Tell me you have a new song, Brad.
Yeah.
Like, forget about just liking an artist. You are in my contact list. What the hell, Spotify?
Totally.
We're on Spotify together, and Spotify hasn't told me that you're on Spotify.
Right.
We'll link my track on.
All right, guys. I think we've beat the crap out of Spotify. Look, we love you. Here's the irony of all this stuff, but especially these initial episodes. Like this is tough love. We love your product. Keep it. Don't ban our podcast, but we really want it to be better. That's always. So this thing about our bad user experiences, we say this because we want it to be better. I mean, there are going to be some things I think we cover that are just horrible. And then we don't care if it gets better, but you know, with the case of Google Chat, the case of Spotify here, we want it to be better. We want a better experience and, you know, just treat this as a big user interview. That's what the show is. You know, so all our UX people out there who do this for a living, listen to our show. Yeah, you get some real good feedback.
We're a focus group.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
do you guys have any artists that you want to recommend while we're on Spotify? Some unsung artists on Spotify?
I think this should be a good time for that. Instead of our unicorn, you know, app good user experience, yeah. Why don't we do a little pitch some artists?
Okay. Well, I've got a couple pulled up that I just want to call out as being particularly good and stuff that, you know, I wish that Spotify would recommend more of. And one, Joe, you turned me on to, and it's an artist named Vanna O, V-A-N-N-O-O-H with an exclamation mark. And really, really, really good stuff. So I discovered her through Joe's recommendation and using search on Spotify. So that's a good one. And then Cherry Glazer is another great one who had a killer album a couple years ago and I think has another one coming out soon. So those are my two artist picks on Spotify that I recommend you check
out. How about you, Joe? You got anything new?
I do have one, but I got to look it up. So cut this out. And if I can find it in the next 30 seconds.
Well, this will go back to like our episode because I should be able to just click something that tells me music. Where would that be? Let's see Spotify. I do have one. I do have one that I've loved for a long time. He's a young guy out of Philly. LGP Qua. That's nice. Q-U-A. LGP Q-U-A. But he's got so much energy. He reminds me of the hip hop from my youth, right? And it's kind of interesting because that's the way he landed in my ears is because he would do these like freestyle, like mixtape things. Like he did one for Fight the Power. Nice. And like a lot of old songs, he would just kind of like rap over him with his stuff. And he is just like so much energy. And he's a throwback, you know, cause he's, you know, he calls himself the voice of the youth and he has like socially conscious, you know, music. And I appreciate that cause we don't hear a lot of that anymore. So yeah, give him a listen. LGP Qua.
Cool. Love it. Great recommendation. Joe.
Greta Van Fleet is a good band to look out for.
Perfect. Perfect.
Well, all right, guys, this was our episode on Spotify. So Joe, Dave, great job. I think, you know, once again, we've proven why this is the best podcast that's ever been recorded. And we've done it.
Remember to hit us up, guys, on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you go on the socials. Our pod sucks, S-U-X. Yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know what you want us to cover. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Sucks. We're wishing you health, a well-designed life, and good experiences. Take care.
Do we have any like underwear or razor blades to sell bread? Brad, are you okay? What did you eat?